What is missing to foster the joy of writing in teens? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Higgs Coulthard, assistant professor in the Department of Education at St. Mary's College, examines this question through an out-of-school experience.
The focus on college and career readiness standards has placed increasing pressure on students to learn to write well. Yet national measures repeatedly demonstrate that the majority of students fall below proficiency on writing assessments. Teen writing conferences offer something research shows is necessary for the development of writing skills, but that is missing in many schools: a supportive and motivating writing environment. Although high school writing teachers strive to create such environments, high-stakes testing has caused many school districts to focus on easily measured aspects of writing, such as sentence structure and language conventions, or the draft-compose-revise process of writing. This focus comes at the cost of less measurable but equally important factors, such as choice and motivation. Choice and motivation are foundational elements of effective teen writing conferences. More than a passive opportunity to hear authors speak or get books autographed, conferences are immersive. Teens write alongside published authors, collaborate and network with fellow teen writers, and deepen their understandings of writer's craft by attending workshops that they deem relevant to their own growth. In our attempts to create a writing conference for teens, we faced skepticism. With so many demands on their time, why would high school students choose to spend an entire day writing? U.S. Poet Laureate Richard Wilbur illustrated it best when he wrote that his daughter's writing was a commotion of typewriter keys, like a chain hauled over a gunwale. Young as she is, the stuff of her life is great cargo, and some of it heavy. Life is heavy. Writing conferences provide opportunities for teens to share their cargo with others who can relate to its heft, and the support of mentors to guide the ship.
That was Catherine Higgs Coulthard of St. Mary's College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.